Justice in America is supposed to be available to all. In reality, the justice system can be expensive and inaccessible for many. But for investors, it can be lucrative. Some individuals and firms are bankrolling litigation, hoping they'll make back their investment and more from settlements and monetary damages. It's a little-known business that's largely unregulated. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Bradley George reports.
The CBS series The Good Fight has the courtroom confrontations and office politics you'd expect in a legal drama. But there's also a plot line about how lawsuits are funded. In this scene, a senior partner, played by Delroy Lindo, tries to convince a pair of financiers to invest in a class action case.
You finance 600 billable hours for an initial payment of $300,000. You share 40% of the award up to $8 million.
Law firms turn to litigation financing to help cover the costs of big, complex lawsuits. According to estimates, it's anywhere from a $5 to $10 billion industry in the United States. Chris Gillick is managing director at Colonnade Advisors, a Chicago investment bank that has tracked the rise of the industry. He wouldn't say if his firm is invested in litigation, but Gillick understands the appeal. People and companies are always going to sue each other.
That's the theory, certainly has played out so far in our history.
And that certainty is attractive to investors who can fund individual cases that promise a big return, like a class action or a product liability case. They can also buy equity in companies that do the financing. Gillick says investors can see returns as high as 20%. He says litigation finance is part of a growing nook of investment products that aren't tied to the ups and downs of the economy.
It doesn't track the equity markets. It doesn't track the debt markets. A legal case is going to have its own unique outcome.
There's another niche to this business that's getting attention from lawmakers in many states. It targets people who file personal injury lawsuits. Financing companies offer a kind of cash advance, an upfront chunk of an expected settlement. If the plaintiff wins, the company recoups the advance and takes part of the remaining settlement or damage award as a fee. The industry sees it as a service.
Our average funding for consumers is only about $2,000.
Eric Schuler is with the Alliance for Responsible Consumer Legal Funding, an industry trade group.
So this is something that can maybe help make a mortgage payment, a couple of car payments, keep some food on the table, make sure the utilities and the lights are on.
Schuler is quick to say the cash advances are not alone. That's because if plaintiffs lose their case, they owe nothing to the funding company. But Jenna Hashaway sees another reason for that distinction. She teaches law at Roger Williams University.
Once you call it a loan, it's subject to each state's usury statute, and most states have one. But by calling it something else, the industry manages to avoid regulation and sort of operate in the shadows.
How much of a settlement or damage award companies keep depends on the state. Tennessee approved a 15% cap in 2014, but raised it to 36% 3 years later. Arkansas has a 17% cap, but in most states, legal funders can charge whatever they want.
Often, when people take out these loans, their back's against the wall. If they've been injured in a car accident, they might not be working. So they're in this incredibly weak bargaining position, and they get taken advantage of by these lenders.
Schuler from the industry trade group says states shouldn't place limits on fees.
If we have a consumer that has a high-risk type of a claim, the company should be available to cost projected appropriately.
New York Republican State Senator Robert Ort disagrees. Litigation financing is coming under increasing scrutiny in states, and Ort is working to pass a bill that would cap fees.
I've said from the beginning I don't want to destroy the industry, per se, because I realize there may be a spot for this kind of practice, but the idea that for some reason they should be ungoverned or exist on some different plateau from other loans or other kind of products of a similar nature, I just think doesn't really hold water.
In Georgia, the state Supreme Court just recently ruled money advanced to plaintiffs is not a loan, and related fees can't be regulated as interest. In Atlanta, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.